rolling video, I'm rolling audio, and I'm good.
You good? We're all good.
Yeah, we're good, dude.
We back at it. This is our COVID quarantine episode.
Yeah.
Cakes got so positive, so I couldn't hang out with him for a while.
Bro, you sound so out of breath.
Well, I'm laying down. And then I went to Florida for a scheduled vacay. So we haven't been able to really hit you guys with any but we back.
Yeah, we back, dude. It was like as soon as the TikTok started like really rolling, we were like, all right, now we can't see each other for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was plus. 2 months. Yeah, that was a bummer. But we're excited to be back, get y'all some content. Oh yeah. Welcome to the Freddy Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Cakes. I think we botched that a little bit.
No, you guys, we're out of order, but it's all good. All right, how are we starting this thing? You want to start it with would you rather be 7 days in Antarctica without the proper clothing? Now, I don't know, like, how, like
you can just slide that in, like,
no, it's like, I don't know if the issue is you don't have a jacket, or are you completely naked? You know, I don't. That's kind of what I like. So it just says without the proper clothing, or not be able to sleep for 7 days. 7 days no sleep, or 7 days Antarctica without the proper clothing.
Bro, I'm going Antarctica, dude.
And are you gonna survive?
Yeah, you can build an igloo. You can insulate that joint. You'll be fine.
Hold on.
If I'm going 7 days, listen. 7 days without sleep, you hallucinate by day three.
No, day four probably. But look, are we together? Like, do we have to do it together? Because, you know.
Bro, I'm not going to be naked in
No, in an igloo. And, like, just together, we'll keep warm. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen the movies.
But we have to be naked, though, right? That's the question.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to be naked. Like, I'm pretty sure you got to go thigh to cheek. While we sleep. No, you have to. How else are we going to survive? Don't make it weird.
Can you build fires in Antarctica? Is there like wood you can chop down?
No, I could do it. Yeah, I'm for sure.
I'm saying though, is there trees there? Or is it?
Because
in my mind, when I'm thinking Antarctica, I'm thinking polar bears.
You're thinking vast wasteland of just ice and snow.
Yeah, I'm thinking no trees.
Polar bear. You know penguins mate for life?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I might have to fact check that. But, like, I'm pretty sure they mate, like, with one person. Like, they get married.
It's like monogamy.
I'm not sure what you said. What is it? What is it?
Like monogamy?
The board game with the fake houses and the hotels?
No. Monogamy, I think, I'm pretty sure. If I don't have that right, I'm going to sound real stupid.
Monogamy? Is that the thing? That, like, you got the one eyeglass? A monogamy?
That's a monocle. That's a monocle. Okay. No, monogamy. It's like where you're with one person the rest of your life. It's like marriage. It's marriage.
That's monogamy? Yeah, okay. Well, penguins are monogamous. Yeah. Penguins are monogamous birds.
I love it.
You're going no sleep?
Not, right? Me?
Yeah,
no,
you're going no
dude,
sleep.
I'm going igloo. I'm not going no sleep. I can't even make it. I've never gone 24 hours without sleeping.
Yeah, ever. I started with okay. No, you have. Are you kidding?
No, I've never done it.
You've never pulled an all-nighter.
Nope.
I've never gone 48 hours.
40? No, I've never gone 24, bro.
Dude, I feel bad for your childhood. What did you do?
Like, I would stay up late, but like, what's the point? There's no point.
So what, you hit 5 a.m. and then...
What is it? Just like a cool achievement to mark to
yeah,
check
you get,
off?
You get the badge. Yeah, you get the badge. You get to say it in moments like this.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
I never thought this moment was going to come, and now you look way cooler than me.
You see what I'm saying?
You look way cooler than me.
Yeah, I've stayed up 48 hours, and you haven't even made it past your bedtime.
All right, what are you doing? Are you doing no sleep, or are you doing igloos?
No, I'm gonna go igloo. I gotta go igloo.
Yeah, same.
Right? I mean, what pop, right? As if we're together, yeah, for sure. I mean, it doesn't have to be us, but like, if I got somebody to like thigh to cheek up with, I can stay warm.
I just feel like you really want to be naked next to me.
No, question. Thigh to, if we got to do it, if we're nude, we're naked together. This is the only way to stay warm. It's Antarctica. If we have to do it, are you the guy in the front or are you the guy in the back? Are you the guy in the front or the back?
Bro.
Like if you're in the front, your Willy Wonka is just icicle. I'm telling you.
You bro.
Nah.
If you're in the front, there's no way. I don't want to pick.
You got a sleep cup in your junk. If you're in the front, I'd rather have my cheeks cold. I would rather have my cheeks cold.
Yeah, nah, bro. Okay. We might just have to go butt to butt, dog.
Butt to butt? Okay, well, I might as well be alone.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Oh, my God.
Oh man.
We spent way too long talking about that question.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. Should I pull one up? All right, would you rather?
I could keep going on that forever. Right. Go ahead.
Nick.
What?
I'm going to close my eyes, right? And you're going to describe to me how you would save me from an alligator attack if I was blind.
If you were blind?
Okay, ready, set, go.
Wait, okay, hold on. No, set the scene for me. Set the...
Okay.
Yeah. Cakes! Wait, hold on. How far away am I? How far away am I from you?
Hold on, I can't open my eyes. What's up?
How far away am I from you?
Yeah, I was taking a dip
in the
pool.
Am I in the car?
No, you was by the campfire.
And there's a pool? Why is there a pool? You need to be in the lake or something.
No, we're in the lake. This is Antarctica. Okay. It's like an Antarctica pool. So
no, we're not. Alligators are in it. We're in Florida.
It's an Arctic alligator.
Thanks. Yeah, dude.
What's going on?
it's no, you're being electrocuted. It's electric. It's electricity, dude. Where do you keep your wallet? Where do you keep your wallet? What's
in the glove box?
The glove box. All right, cool. Do you have a safe in your apartment?
I can't see.
If so, what's the combination?
9-8-4 3.
I'll be right back. Yeah, bro, dude, you're a goner. You're a goner at that point. What am I gonna do? Come in there after you? I could take an alligator. I could take one.
Bro, you're just gonna take all my stuff.
Hold on.
And just let me die?
I was thinking about it. But think about this. Who would you rather fight an alligator by yourself or fight an alligator with a blind person?
Oh. I think with the blind person.
You think
dude,
so?
Any help I can get, you know,
well,
I'm taking.
Oh, you going to use him as bait?
I never said that.
Or because what I'm saying is, what if they punch you on accident? Now you're knocked out, and now the alligator has free range on a blind guy, and then on a knocked out guy who can see.
If the blind guy dies, are you held accountable? Like, is that your fault?
Not if you went in there to save him.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, if I went in there to save you, no, yeah. I'm sorry, I went straight for your stuff. If I go back to the scenario.
Yeah.
Dang. What are we doing? If I go back to the scenario, you're drowning. Okay. I'm there. I'm eating lunch. I'm having a picnic. You went in to cool off.
Okay.
You're in to cool off, and you start screaming. You're flailing. You just lost a foot. You have one foot left.
Okay.
And here's what I'm doing. So I'm waiting for him to take a bite of you. Okay. I'm waiting for him to take a bite.
Wait. For real?
No, because, yeah, well, you it's fine. You got 2 feet. So if he takes a bite,
it's fine. You got 2. You'll be all
right. Nah, because then he's occupied. Then he's preoccupied with gnawing on your on your ankle or something. And I can come in there and sneak attack, you know, because it's all about timing. It's like with alligators, it's all timing. Wait, can they, when you hold their noses down, they can't open their mouth, or is it the opposite? No, it's that way. Like, if you grip them by the nose, this is a fact. Gatorland taught me. If you hold, you know how they tape? They tape an alligator's nozzle.
Mouth shut.
Yeah, because they don't have much power when opening their mouth.
It's all closed.
It's all on the closed. So if I come in there and I have what? I just bring like saran wrap with me or duct tape or... I'm here with it.
Bro, the fact that you're going to let my leg get chopped off.
I feel like that's the best case scenario.
What are we going to do about my foot?
You're already
getting
bit.
Okay, then I'm
bleeding
out. You're going to take me to a hospital? Like, what's plan? What's the next step?
Dude, they've come a long way with prosthetic limbs. A long way. You wouldn't even know it was gone.
I feel it.
You know what I mean? At least you're alive.
That's not a bad point, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I have to lose a limb to stay alive, I think I'm down for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What's the next question, dude?
Have you ever shaved your armpits?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Wait. What? Why? Okay. No. What do you mean? Like bare?
Yeah. I took that joint. I gone. No. Ghost. Gone.
Why'd you do that?
Danny Phantom.
Why?
No more. Why?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. I'm not really.
Were you on a swim team in high school?
No, I was on the swim team when I was young. But no, it was for no aerodynamical purposes. I just did it, dude. I don't have a good explanation for you. I just did it. Don't recommend it.
Was it awful growing back?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
The moment after you did it.
Yeah.
Terrible. Because I don't know if you know this, because I feel like you haven't done this. Your skin. Yeah. Under your armpits, so sticky, bro.
Sticky.
It is so sticky.
Like from sweat.
Yeah, like your armpits. Like, I feel bad for girls that gotta shave them all the time.
Nah, because you sweat just sitting there. So
bro,
I can imagine.
Right now,
that's
probably
what I mean. I can. How sticky your pits were. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. So you shaved them, dude.
And you wasn't even swimming, dude? There was no reason. You were just like, hey, I'm about to... I seen my mom do it. I feel like I should try.
I was just like, yo, it's Thanksgiving coming up. I just want to be fresh for everybody at the party.
You got to be fresh for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, dude. I don't know if you know that. I'm a hairy dude, bro. So, like...
Yeah, no, I know.
I've experimented with, like, trimming up parts of my body, you know?
Yeah. I've gave my armpits the number 3 guard as well.
Yeah, I mean, I still do that. I trim them bad boys up, dude. My armpit hair gets long, like too long.
I've never gone bare.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous at some points. So you've never gone bare?
No, I've never gone bare.
I feel like it's something you need to try, bro.
I'm saying
I need to stay up 24 hours? I feel like you, at one point in your life, you have to shave your armpits.
No,
just
not
to
right.
Try
not,
it
at,
out.
Not at this point in your life, you do not need to stay up more than 24 hours. Yeah, no, that'd be a waste of time. That's awful.
Nah. Yeah.
I can barely make it 18.
Bro, yeah, it hits 9:30 now. I'm like, bro, I'm gone. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Yeah, that ain't it.
I can't make it through a Netflix show anymore, dude. I'm out.
You'd be falling asleep. Dang, dude. Tell me you're 30 without telling me you're 30.
Bro, I'm not 30. Don't do that. They're going to believe you. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
I got the next one. All right, dude. Would you rather?
Yeah, what's up?
Have a pause button in your life or a rewind button? The rewind button, you can't change anything if you rewind it. You can just replay the moment. The pause button, you can pause, think, and reflect on what you're about to do, and then proceed with it.
Is it like you're freezing time type of pause, but like I can still move around while other people are frozen?
Good question. I'm gonna say yeah.
Yeah, you can just pause time.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm thinking.
Like right now, you telling me I could pause. You would freeze. I could go make a sandwich, take a shower, and come back.
Because yeah, that's a golden answer.
Because, well, you know what I mean. I'm like, hey, Cakes, hold on a second. Let me just pause life, and then I'm gonna go. Yeah,
bro,
that. What was the other one?
Efficiency.
Yeah, the other one was. You could go back in time, but you can't do nothing about it. You can just go revisit
just
things.
Just rewind it. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's for the more sentimental type.
Yeah, that way, think like on your deathbed. Like, you can rewind, watch all the moments of your life again.
Or just pause and you'll never die. So, bow, let me get that jump for 100.
Bro, you would pause right before you die and just never click play again? And just let everybody
You know what I mean. You never know, you know, until you're in that situation. But, like, can you imagine, like, the people in the hospital just waiting... And you're just like, yeah, I'll be back in a bit. balls.
Bro, think about like, think about rewinding.
Bro, though, my neck is getting cramped.
You could rewind and like experience your own birth, bro.
Oh, what? Why would you even say that, you sicko? You just want to go back in time and look at your mom's vagimbo?
Yeah, no, never mind. Never mind.
You said go watch your own birth, you perv. What are you doing? What kind of stuff into? You got elephant births and you want to go watch your mom give birth too?
No. I'm saying when you rewind,
I know what you said.
Chill. It's not a third person scenario. You would be, you could experience it. You know what I'm saying?
Like
that's
not how you, nah.
You could witness yourself experiencing your first
breath.
Don't try to fix this. I'm saying like you could understand what it's like just to breathe for the first time. Your umbilical cord snap. This would be a great... No, I'm sticking with this. This is great.
Don't backtrack. Nah,
you could witness your first steps, bro. You could understand what it's like to not be able to walk and then learn to walk.
Don't. Just stop while you're ahead. Just move on.
When babies are crying and you're like, why are you crying? You would know the answer, bro.
Just listen to me, bro. Listen to me right now. I think I can make 10 basketball three-pointers in a row within 10 minutes. Like, you start the clock at zero.
Three-pointers.
You start the clock at zero, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I think I can make 10 in a row within 10 minutes. Like, I have 10 minutes to make 10 three-pointers in a row. I think I could do it.
There's absolutely there's not a shot.
I mean,
there's no way.
With you getting my rebound.
Yeah, I understand. I would help you out.
Okay.
I think we should have a two-ball system going.
Yeah, two. Maybe I could do it with one. You give me two bars, I could do it in 5 minutes. You give me two balls.
You're like really good at stuff that doesn't matter in life.
Okay.
And I think if there was
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or just total disrespect.
I'm not really sure either. But if there was anyone I had to pick to do it,
Steph Curry.
It would be you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely Steph Curry. Changed my mind. Like, of, like, normal people that aren't basketball players.
I'm telling you, I could do it.
I don't think so, bro.
I really don't. If I do it, then what? If I do it, what do you got it? What's the penalty for you if I do it? You're afraid of elevators, right? We can figure something out.
Bro, don't. Why you gotta bring in the phobias? Why you gotta go straight to phobias?
Wait, what is the phobia of elevators? Can we figure that out? Can you Google that on your computer?
Yeah, what's like?
Yeah, look up what is a fear of elevators called? Cause like spiders is like arachnophobia, right?
Yeah. Hold on.
Well, take your time, dude. We're not doing a podcast or anything.
Come on, dude. It's okay, it's a new one.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Claustrophobia.
Are you kidding me? That's fear of elevators is claustrophobia?
Yeah, I don't think it... Okay, this one says elevatophobia, but that sounds
made up. Nah, elevatophobia. Yeah.
That sounds so made up. Bro, but it's not just elevator. It's like... I think it's claustrophobia, but
yeah,
it's...
It's
situations that I feel trapped, you know?
Yeah.
Like in an elevator, if it breaks down, I can't leave the situation.
You're claustrophobic. You're claustrophobic. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
You're claustrophobic. So back to the thing. We're gonna figure out something if I do it, because we're gonna document it, and I'm gonna do it on camera. We're gonna post. We'll vlog it. How about that? We'll vlog it and we'll post it on YouTube. My attempt. And I. Oh my goodness. I want to bet you something. I just can't think of anything to bet because I'm not feeling creative right now. But.
Hell yeah.
I could do it. We're going to document it. As soon as I get back from Florida, we're going to do it.
Bet. Let's do that. What, do you have any weird phobias? Like weird, like off the wall, like not spiders, not snakes, just like off the wall type.
You know when you get organic peanut butter and the oil's at the top?
Yeah.
That don't scare me. I do have I do
what?
what? I do have, you know, hypochondria about my health. Because when people be like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I just be afraid, like, because I'm, like, hypersensitive to my body, you know? So, I'd be getting abnormally scared of, like, headaches. You know, like, anything random like that.
Yeah.
It's because, like, I don't ever really be feeling off. So, you know, I don't know. But, anywho, that's kind of my thing. Nothing, like, other than that, no. Yeah.
Bro, I think you know this, but I feel like you might not, too. I am deathly afraid.
Commitment.
Of cotton balls.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
I'm deathly afraid of cotton balls.
Okay,
bro.
Okay. If I make... Yeah, you shouldn't have told me. Because if I make...
No.
If I make... If I do what I said I was going to do with the basketball thing, you got to take... you got to take 5 cotton balls and put them in your mouth. You got to put them in your mouth. Now, you have to. You said there's no way...
I'm sweating thinking about that.
Two cotton balls.
Oh, my God.
Two cotton balls. One cotton ball?
Bro, have you ever seen...
You gotta put something on the line.
Okay. Have you ever seen Fluffy Bunny? You know what Fluffy Bunny is? You take marshmallows, you put them in your mouth, and you say Fluffy Bunny, and you stuff as many in your mouth as you can.
Oh, yeah.
I will do that with cotton balls until I throw up.
If I do it.
If you do it, yeah.
Well, you took that to a whole new level. I was like, one cotton ball. And you were like, nah, dude, Fluffy Bunny. Till I puke.
All right, what's next on the docket, dude? You got something else?
Oh, I got plenty, dude. How many days do you go between changing your bed sheets?
Oh, now that I have a beautiful girlfriend that helps me
out? I don't
want
to hear nothing about it. I don't want to hear nothing about that. I want to know pre-girlfriend.
Okay.
And I want to know your worst case. Your like something you actually did in your life.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this.
You're not just telling me. You're telling 550,000 people on TikTok as well.
I'm gonna tell you all this because I'm an honest person.
This is what we do. You stand to wipe, and you have gone how long?
2 college semesters.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Wait. I didn't go to college like that. So I'm trying to, in my mind, is that a half a year or is that a full year?
2 semesters is a full year. That's a full year. Bro, listen to this. Bro.
A full year?
Bro, listen to this. Bro, had my bed sheets. I then burned my bed sheets. First semester, left them.
Wait, what do you mean you burned
them? On my bed. Okay, so I had a lamp on. I had a lamp on, like a desk lamp. It got really hot, and it like burned my bed sheets.
I thought you meant because you didn't wash them for a year. You were just like, nah, I'm just gonna burn these joints.
Okay. So I had my bed sheets, burned them, left them on my bed.
Okay.
Continued to sleep with them.
Yeah.
Left for winter break. Came back.
Yeah.
And slept with them again for another entire semester before I threw them out.
How old were you at this point in your life?
Those sheets were never washed. As a freshman year of college, so I was 17, 18, something like that.
Oh, my Lanta. A full year.
What about you?
I've been living. I'm married. I moved in with her.
Yeah, that's a cheat code,
When I was 16 years old.
Okay.
My wife and I have been living together since we were 16.
If Amanda had to leave for an extended period of time, and you had to live by yourself for 6 months, how long are you going without?
Oh, full 6 months. Full 6 months. Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
I mean, unless I burn them, I'm getting a new set. What are you doing? If I spill something on them, or, you know, if I can tell, like, my side of the bed is like getting a little brown, then
bro, I'm gonna tell you, me and my girlfriend, we just deep cleaned my apartment.
Okay, tell me more.
That took us, I don't have a big apartment, right? You've seen
it. No, one bedroom,
like 800 square feet.
Yeah.
Normal type. We only got through the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom, and that took us 5.5 hours.
Because you've never cleaned it before.
No, I've never touched it. I'll clean up.
No, I know how you wipe. You stand up to do it.
Chill, bro. Okay. I bought a broom not too long ago, and I sweep the joint sometimes. Yeah, I bought a mop today.
Yeah, you bought a. How much did you spend on your mop?
$4 plus tax.
Okay, you didn't buy a mop. That's a one use and throwaway. You didn't buy a mop.
Yeah, no, we're done with it.
You could have used paper towels.
Bro, yeah, better. Like, that mop barely worked, but...
Oh, my goodness.
My ground's clean now. All right, bro. Would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago? Like, just be the man.
Yeah. Right.
Or just be an average person today?
Bro... I don't know what the perks are of Roy. Like, what, people feed you grapes and you got a lot of gold lying around?
Okay, you just described the best perks that I've ever heard.
I think that's the only two from being royalty.
Bro, have you ever been fed a grape? You know what that's like, dog.
You won't do it. You won't feed me a grape. You won't feed me a grape.
You're correct. I will not feed you a grape.
Come on. Nah, look at me nice. Will you feed me a grape? Look at me. Come on, friend to friend.
Friend to friend.
Yeah, will you feed me a grape?
I'll never feed you a grape.
No, what? Are you kidding?
I'll never.
Just hold the vine. I'll lay down. Just hold the vine and just let me nibble a couple off.
I will only feed you a grape if you I'll do it fan for you. Me with a giant leaf, dude.
Okay, if you I'm fan down. Me we'll barter.
While I'm in a king robe, just like.
Are you gonna get off Amazon Prime? What are you gonna
do? I'll do whatever I gotta do, dude. Okay. If I get that Instagram picture of you fanning me with a giant leaf and say I'm no in more. A king's robe,
you need to be down. In a robe in your boxers and that's it.
Bro, imagine I would get no, at least
I'm not imagining it.
That.
I'm here now. I'm visualizing it right now. You're doing that, and I'm fanning you, and then you're gonna feed me grapes. And that's a YouTube video number two. Okay, so we're doing it.
All right.
You feed me grapes, and I'm fanning you, and you're in your king robe and boxers. I think I'm gonna be an average person today because I don't know like what. There's not enough perks, right?
Yeah, I mean, today's cool. Like, I don't... Back in the day, there's, like, wars going on. There's, like...
I'm average right now. I think I would rather pick that.
Yeah, being royalty, like, I'm assuming, like, you would be a king, right? So, like, you have to deal with the pressures of, like, war. You have to make decisions on war.
That's just stress.
Bro, I can't even do my taxes right, like...
Yeah, and royalty comes with I think it comes with is like servants back in the day. And I don't that's not really my thing. So
gonna say though, it would be kind of cool to have a jester. Just some dude that like is always dancing.
I'm visualizing it. Is that the guy with the three things or the bells on his hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my vocab, dog. Don't play with me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You got anything else? I think we got time for like one more.
You think? No, we got maybe a short one.
Then we should probably this. We should probably.
No, I don't have any ones that aren't going to take a while.
Let's just plug the merch, dude.
Oh yeah, if you made it this far, we assume you like listening to us a little bit. And we came up with a couple ways if you wanted to support us. We have a Patreon where you don't get anything. For it, you just support us for $1 if you want $1 a month,
and then we have a $5 tier.
You can
suggest questions, so that does come with something. You can suggest questions for us to answer.
Yeah, $5 Patreon, like Patreon prioritized question requests. If you want us to talk about something, that's a good spot for that. And then we got our merch, all our Freddy gear. And a lot of, we never even said this before, Freddy stands for feels right, don't it? And it's about doing what feels right and not doing what doesn't, you know, kind of going with your gut and trust in yourself, trust in your intuition. So
love it.
We wanted our merch to mean something when people wore it, and not just be like a logo of the show, but something that they could get behind and make them feel something, you know. So
I'd love to get behind and feel something with you, dude.
In Antarctica.
Okay, never mind.
Me? Okay. And that's all we got time for today. That's
it, man.
Appreciate you hanging around.
And see you next time. Bye.